The Rewards of Living a Solitary Life. The other day, an acquaintance of mine, a gregarious and charming man, told me he had found himself unexpectedly alone in New York for an hour or two between appointments. He went to the Whitney and spent the empty time looking at things in solitary bliss. For him, it proved to be a shock nearly as great as falling in love to discover that he could enjoy himself so much alone. Loneliness is most acutely felt with other people, for with others, even with a lover sometimes, we suffer from our differences of taste, temperament, mood. Human intercourse often demands that we soften the edge of perception or withdraw at the very instant of personal truth for fear of hurting or of being inappropriately present, which is to say, naked in a social situation. Alone we can afford to be wholly whatever we are and to feel whatever we feel absolutely. That is a great luxury. For me, the most interesting thing about a solitary life, and mine has been that for the last 20 years, is that it becomes increasingly rewarding. When I can wake up and watch the sun rise over the ocean as I do most days, and know that I have an entire day ahead, uninterrupted, in which to write a few pages, take a walk with my dog, lie down in the afternoon for a long think. Why does one think better in a horizontal position? Read and listen to music. I am flooded with happiness. I am lonely only when I am overtired, when I have worked too long without a break, when, for the time being, I feel empty and need filling up. And I am lonely sometimes when I come back home after a lecture trip, when I have seen a lot of people and talked a lot, and am full to the brim with experience that needs to be sorted out. Then, for a little while, the house feels huge and empty, and I wonder where myself is hiding. It has to be recaptured slowly by watering the plants, perhaps, and looking again at each one as though it were a person, by feeding the two cats, by cooking a meal. Takes a while as I watch the surf blowing up in fountains at the end of the field, but the moment comes when the world falls away and the self emerges again from the deep unconsciousness, bringing back all I have recently experienced to be explored and slowly understood, when I can converse again with my hidden powers and so grow and so be renewed till death do us part. By May Sarton.